Romans chapter what? Chapter 8. We saw Paul, because a long time, and let me just bring us up to speed. We saw Paul talking about chapter 7, the struggle of the Christian between his spirit and his flesh. When we, you know, it's something that is real, because we have this flesh. God in Psalm 103 said, I know you are dust. You are dust. So we have this part of us that is dust, that is maintained by bread alone. This flesh, if you read the Bible and hear the word of God, if you don't give it bread, it is hungry. Because the only thing that maintains it is what? Bread, which means food. So, and it's of life. It has desires, it has its own mindset, it has likes and dislikes. And all these likes and dislikes has nothing to do with God. Paul said, God is seen in my flesh. So he said, because we have that, it brings frustration to the Christian. You know, trying to live to please God, he finds he doesn't always do what he wants to do. The intention is good, but the result doesn't always add up. And so he began to tell us that the answer, he found the answer. And the answer is what? It's in Christ Jesus. And you know, it is very, very interesting that he mentioned this to the church in Galatia 2. So let's just refresh our memories. Galatians chapter 5:16. Galatians 5:16. So I say, what do I say? Let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. What your sinful nature what? Craves. So there's something it craves. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are the opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other so that you are not free to carry out your good intentions. But when you are directed by the Spirit, you are not under obligation to the law of Moses. How can Paul say that when the Spirit of God is guiding you, you are not under obligation to do? Does it not look like contradiction? Isn't it law from God? So how can he say that if I'm guided by the Holy Spirit, I don't have to follow the law of Moses? Is it not God that gave the law? I'm asking. So how can he say, if I'm guided by the Spirit of the same God, I don't have to follow the law of Moses? Read it there. Galatians 5:18. Let's read it, everybody. Do you have your Bible? If you don't have your Bible, go home and get it. Galatians 5 what? 18. You will always come with your Bible, because some of these things don't always work. Galatians 5:18. If you have your Bible, let's read it together. One, two, go. Let's go. But when you are what? Led by the Spirit, what happens? You are not under the law. Can you read your own? What version do you have? Huh? I'm calling my wife. She's not here. She's in the Spirit. Okay. That's it. Does anybody have another version? New King James? Okay, read that. You are not under the law. Okay? King James of old. There's only one person with King James here. Oh, you are three. Out of the whole lot. You are four. Your number is dwindling so fast. Read your King James. Uh-huh. How can somebody say? When you read the Bible, don't you ask questions? If you are led by what? The Spirit. You are not what? Witness the laws of the effectual. He is saying the same thing that he told the Romans. He told Colossian church. The same message he gave to every church, with the Holy Spirit wants us to give to everybody. That's what he said. He summarized it here in one sentence. But as we go and study, you find why, if you want to follow the Holy Spirit, you cannot follow the law. You find why. And from today, you will do yourself a world of what? Good not to follow the law. So Paul talked about the misery it causes the Christian when he finds that he doesn't always do what God wants him to do. So in verse 24 of that Romans 7, oh, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin? So in verse 25, he says, but thank God, the answer is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. So you see how it is. In my mind, I really want to obey God's law, but because of my sinful nature, I'm a slave to sin. So he says the answer is in Jesus Christ. So now in verse 8, he begins to address how the answer is in Jesus Christ. In chapter 8, so that's where we're going. Chapter 8, verse 1. So now, there is no condemnation for those who belong to who? Jesus Christ. And you know, some translations say, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. But some translations don't have it because they say it's not in the original. It was the people who were transcribing that added it as their own explanation. Not a theology. But that is also implied later on. If we read the passage that follow, we really see that it is also there that we shouldn't walk after the flesh, walk after the spirit. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. Verse 2. And because you belong to him, I want you to be listening because we're not reading this thing from here. And because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving spirit. Who is the life-giving spirit? How do you know it is? Huh? How do you know it is the life-giving spirit? What's the viable evidence you have that it is the life-giving spirit? Because that's what the Bible called them in 1 Corinthians 15. In 1 Corinthians 15, the Bible called them the life-giving spirit. That's what they called Jesus. Exactly. Look at it. 1 Corinthians 15. That's what it's called. Verse 45. That's what the Holy Spirit called them. In verse 45. New Living Translation says, the scriptures tell us the first man, Adam, became a living what? Person. But the last Adam, that is Christ, is a life-giving spirit. So we're sure that what we're reading about is about Jesus Christ. So let's go back to Romans 8 from verse 1. So now, there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus, verse 2. And because you belong to him, belong to him, not other reason, church, don't create another reason here. Because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving spirit, that's the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, has freed you from the power of what? Sin that leads to what? To death. The power of sin that leads to death. Sin that is in the flesh. The power of sin that leads what? To death. Because there is no sin in your spirit. The person in your spirit is Christ Jesus. Christ in us. Yes, but in your flesh is sin. Paul said, there is nothing good in my flesh, but in my spirit is Christ. Christ doesn't live in my flesh. He lives where? In my spirit. Because if I don't have him, then I'm not a Christian. So, he's talking about the power of sin that leads to death, the law of verse 3. Now, let's go back to verse 2. And because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. Has freed you. Has freed you. Has what? Freed you. Has what? Freed you from the power of sin. Whether it's in your flesh or whatever the sin is coming from. You have been freed from the power of sin. Why? Because you belong to Christ. Because you came to Christ. Church, follow these things meticulously. Do not add to the word of God. The devil will deviate you and keep you on their course. I'm telling you, the devil will deviate you and your life will be full of wahala and failures and defeat and struggles. Because once it's not the word of God, God is not in it. Let me read it again. And because you belong to him, we sing it, I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I belong to him. I am glad. My friend, don't sing it. If you sing it, you understand what it means. Now the Bible is telling us the implication of all of that. It says, because you belong to Jesus, because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving spirit has freed you from what? From the power of sin that leads to death. So what freed us from the power of sin? What freed you from the power of sin? The power of the life, that is the power of Jesus Christ. Which means Jesus said, if the Son shall set you free, then you are what? And why did he set you free? Because you belong to him. Because you came to him. Because you decided to be his child. Because you decided to accept him into your life. So you, the day you accepted Christ, you are now his own. And because you belong to him, because you accepted Christ, the power of our Lord Jesus Christ set you free from the power of sin. Whether that sin is in the flesh or wherever it is. I want us to understand this point. Freedom from sin came to you simply because you belong to who? Christ. The day you became his, the power of Christ. And that's what we see. Only Jesus can save. The early scripture union people preached correct messages. He's been corrupted by religious junk over the years. Corrupted by denominations. Corrupted by men looking for position and title. Men looking for crowd. Our church is 4,000, 5,000. Corrupted by people looking for recognition, even by government officials. They want to be known, so they now bishops, great bishop, and greatest bishop. Corrupted it. Do you know the disciples of Jesus? they used to cast out demons, right? Huh? Jesus gave them power. And they came back and said, the devils were what? Subject to us. And then somebody now brought a demonized person that they couldn't have. They couldn't. The same thing. You know what? Jesus told them, because of your lack of what? You know what affected their faith? You are fighting over who will be the greatest. Read your Bible. Go and read it. That was they were fighting. Over who will be what? All of a sudden, they brought a demonized person to a group of people who were fighting over who would be the greatest. Tell me how you cast out demons in that step. That is what destroys people's faith. All this positioning, title, kind of things, that's what the churches began to pursue. And they lost the message. Go and ask any early scripture you know, member, he will tell you that their message was written in Christ. Jesus. And that there are people who are getting saved. Characters were changed. They didn't keep account of money because nobody was telling. Ask any of them. And they influenced from south to north. They were people who gave up tremendous opportunities to go and young people, young girls, young men. And they were singing it. Only Jesus can say, hallelujah, only Jesus can say. And I was one of those laughing at them. In fact, I ate their meat in school. They brought their food and we got to drink water. Some of us will get there and kick their meat. Don't look at me, that's what I did. Trying to provoke them. They would laugh. They wouldn't even bother. They would just eat their food. They look at us with sympathy. They were so sympathetic. They were looking at us. The more they looked at you with sympathy, the more angry you got. So, because you belong to Him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of what? Sin that leads to death. Can I hear a big amen there? Now in verse 3, the law of Moses was unable. That's why God says, you want to follow the soul of spirit, don't follow the law, because the law is unable, ineffective in helping you deal with it. Totally ineffective. Verse 3, the law of Moses was unable to save us. Can I hear amen? The law of Moses was what? Unable to serve. And they're still unable. And you couldn't serve your... Let me even ask us a question. Do you think that if you could deal with sin, that Jesus will come? Huh? You think if we could deal with sin, that Jesus will come? Huh? Let me ask another question. If we could not deal with sin then on ourselves, how do we think we can deal with sin now on ourselves? I'm asking a simple question. If you and me could not deal with sin then, if you and me could not deal with Satan then, how come God sent us a deliverer if we could handle it? How come that God sent us the deliverer, His own Son? He didn't even send angels. So those of you who say we are doing spiritual warfare, then Jeremiah come. I'm asking a simple question. If you and I could not deal with sin, we couldn't. And we couldn't deal with the flesh. Paul said that we can't do what we want. Couldn't deal with, we still can't. If we couldn't deal with Satan then, I want to ask you, where did you get the confidence you can deal with it now without Christ? that same power that set you what? It is still that same power that keeps you what? If you remove that same power, you are consumed. That same power that set you free is still the same power that the Holy Spirit said you are kept by the power. It's that same power working in you to will and to do. That same power. That same power. That same power that says without this power you can do without it. And nothing is what? Bible says if you want to follow the Holy Spirit, don't go down. Because this law you are talking about is unable to help you. Couldn't set you free. So how do you look to it again? How do you look to the law again? Paul said it's only crazy people that do that. That's what he wrote in Galatians chapter 3 or 4. He said, who has bewitched what? Bewitched you. Only the power of Christ Jesus set us free. And only that power can keep you free. Church! That's why it's impossible to please God without faith in that power. The Bible says those who deny that power, get out from them. Don't have anything to do. Because they're walking under a curse. See, they have a form of godliness, but they deny what? Power, they deny Christ, they deny Him, they not acknowledge Him. The Lord of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sinful nature. And so the Lord of Moses is still not useful today. If you don't understand this as a Christian, you walk under a curse. And let me say louder, you walk under a curse. Yeah. You see the Bible. If the Bible said the letter kill it, it doesn't give life. Because if there's any law that will give life, then God would have what? Given it. But there's none. None. It's letter. Written on stone. The Lord of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sinful nature. You cannot deal with your sinful nature with something that cannot save you from it. You can't. I want to transfer a lake. Where I go to work, there's a lake. Don't come there. If you come there, I'll drag you. I don't want you to come and see me where people are passing me. A lake. So you want to transfer the lake with a spoon. Isn't that craziness? Eh? How inadequate is that? That's why Paul said, started by depending on the Spirit's power. You've gone back now to the laws of Moses.
He said, only crazy people do stuff like that. He said, who bewitched you, you people? He said, so all this effort is now in vain. Let me repeat it again. It's a life of faith when you depend on Christ. Because without faith, it is what you want to achieve cannot be achieved without faith in Christ. The Bible says, Jesus said, we are sanctified by faith that is in Him.
So because the law of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sinful nature, so God did what the law could not do. Somebody shout hallelujah. The law could not handle it. The sinfulness in the flesh that Paul is talking about, we have just dual nature. We have this. And then, what does the Church of Jesus teach today? The laws of Moses. The laws of Moses. And people are walking on their great bodies of life. Confused, because that's not the light. There's no peace. Family food. The Christians have families have this. Let's call it spread this way. Help me. So God did what the law could not do. Can I hear amen?
Find out what God did that the law could not do. He set you free by the power of the Spirit. The law could not set us free. Can't handle that flesh. Can't. The law cannot. Only Jesus can handle the flesh.
Can I hear amen? That's why He's the hope of what? To everyone. But now, let me make a statement. I don't know if you get it. Jesus Christ in us is the hope of what? But that glory has been given to us. That hope has become faith, has become a reality. In the hope of glory. But the day you came to Him, the glory was what? Restored to you. Because all have sinned and fallen short. But when you came to Christ, you were restored what? To that glory. You are restored to that. The Bible says He called us to. He said, Father, the glory you have given me, I have now given to them. That's giving it to us. His hope to everybody, yeah? But once you come, the hope becomes reality. If it's hope, then you are hoping to have it. But it's hope to the world, to everybody. But once you come, it becomes a what? The reality, you have the glory. Have the glory, shout hallelujah. This is why we don't walk in that glory. We don't know what we have. So we walk like chickens. We walk like there's no, God left us bare. When we pray, we pray like slaves. We don't pray like children of God. My mentor was telling me a story how the wife. This letter. And then the wife said, I'm worn out. He said, the children are sick. I've been up all night. He said, I'm tired. I'm worn out. And there's no money. He said, I'm going to go to the church and pray. He said, today is me and God. And He sent me here to preach, and my children are dying. So he said, he went to church and locked the door. And read the letter to God. The Lord, you hear my wife. And you sent me here to preach, and my children are dying, and there's no money. He said, I prayed for about 3.5 hours until I was tired. So I said, okay, now I'm tired, let me go home. He said, I went home and drank water. I said, no, I can't be defeated. I'm going back there. And he said, after 1.5 hours, I got so worn out that I just fell across the altar. I didn't know what to do. I just stayed quiet. And the Lord asked me, he said, what are you doing here acting this way? He said, Lord, my children are sick and my wife has no money. And I've been telling you about it. And the Lord said, what are you doing here acting what? Like this. He said, Lord, I told you my children are sick and my wife has no money. And you sent me to preach. And I can't go home. That's why he said, what are you doing here acting like this? He said, I came to pray and I'm going to pray through. And the Lord said, what do you mean praying through? He said, for the first time I realized I didn't know what it meant. And I said, Lord, praying through is until you answer. And the Lord asked him one simple question, and I want you to hear. The Lord said to him, isn't my word sufficient? He said, all these things you are doing here, are you going to make me do what I've already done to you? Are you going to make me become faithful? Are you going to talk me into being faithful? It's my nature. He said, I already did this thing. It won't be. He said, what did I say? Surely, I have borne your what? Infirmities and borne your what? He said, isn't my word sufficient for you? If I say that, you think I'm a liar? The man said, Lord, no, I'm so sorry. So I picked this thing from all these people. He said, yeah, born it. It's done. And he said, this morning thing shall be used for hours. Am I not the one who's so bad? Are you trying to talk me into the, you know, rising up and being God? I'm as true as my word is. That word can change. I can change. Ah, he said, yeah. He said, Lord, you know I believe your word. He said, you don't. Because if you do, you won't be doing this. He said, in fact, you act like I'm a liar. He said, how does that go? Right? So what is the use of the Bible doing? If you can't believe what I do, why do you believe what somebody else does? Between me and them, who has the power? Ah, he said, I'm so sorry. He said, he began to come along. He said, he walked out. He found that, wow, the weather was so good. The before, it was so cloudy. And sure enough, the following day, the wife called him. He said, all of a sudden, the sicknesses left and the money came. And he asked him the power, and that very meaning that he said to the Lord, your word is true. That feeling. He opened his mouth and said to God, your word is what? God performs his word to those. If you don't believe it, walk on their course. That's what I'm telling you, it's successful as ABC. If you choose what you want to live your life, if you don't want to believe it, you lose out on that blessing it brings. You walk on their course. It's as simple as ABC. You walk like this. There's so much. Spent hours all night. So God did what the Lord could not do. He sent his son in a body like the bodies we've seen us have. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving his son as a sacrifice for sins. Case closed. You say, Pastor, I'm fighting sin. You don't read the Bible. You celebrate your victory over sin. Let me read it again. So God did what the law could not do. He sent his own son in a body like the bodies we sinners have. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving his son as a sacrifice for what? Our sins. He did this So that the just requirement of the law demands that you do this and this, all those just requirements of the law will be fully now satisfied for us who no longer follow our what? Sinful nature, but instead follow what? The Spirit revelation. You follow the Spirit teachings. You follow the Spirit what is showing you that this is what God has done. And all you need to do is to receive it by faith and say, thank you, Lord. That's me. That's the capital to be. I'm not fearful of it. That's why the Bible says without faith is what? You can't. It's not, you try as much as you can. It's not possible. It is by faith the just shall live what? When you believe these things, it becomes reality. Becomes reality. All those things that in the this thing in the flesh that's a border, they die naturally. Because God has declared that it by sending his and by that day, power. But who has believed our work? Our faith is Christ. On Christ, the solid rock, what? Let me know that ground is there. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Yeah. Struggling with sin. Jesus could be with sin. He did with it. But what do you hear among the body of Christ? He's preaching about sin. About sin. You have to quit sin. If you don't quit sin, they will stop. They will not stop. Because the law cannot set him free from the flesh. Only Christ. When you preach Christ, their faith in Christ become good. Bring it on. Bring it on, because they are rooted on the solid rock. And that victory becomes, that faith produces what? Victory. Look at Galatians 4 first. Galatians 4, verse 4. Galatians 4, verse 4. But when the right time came, when the right time what? Came. God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent him to buy what? Freedom. For us, who were slaves to the law, so that he could adopt us now as his very own children. And because we are his children, God has sent the Spirit of his son into our hearts, prompting us to call Abba what? Now you are no longer slave. Slave to sin. Slave to sin. The reason you are slave is because you refuse to accept the freedom that Jesus gave you. You are believing all this junk. You know, how many of you remember Syria? Pedro? He has an incredible testimony. The day he called me, I had to stop him from talking. I'm telling you. He said, look, he's a man who walked in here. All of a sudden, he will fall, messed up, and he find himself in hospital. He won't even know how he got. Did anybody see the pictures he was carrying out? Huh? Once he showed it to me. His face, everywhere was full. I'm healed. Church rat was richer than him. Church rat. You know, when a church rat is richer than you, the church rat is the poorest type of rat, because there's nothing in the church. Our brother, Sarah, said, Pastor, how do I begin to explain this? He said, I listened to the sermon. I listened to the sermon. He said, I remember what Pastor said. Salary being doubled. I'm sent to South Korea to head a department of the military. He said, my house free. He said, Pastor, I don't even know what to start on. And they give my wife a job, if you want. He said, I'll spend no penny in this thing until I come back. The only thing I buy is free. Everything is free. He said, look at me. He said, Pastor, look at me. He said, it is dangerous not to believe the message of Christ. Because I used to look at myself as a sinner. I never believed that God would ever bless me. Because all they told me in church was how sinful. And I was. I never got it right. So I never expected anything until I had it. That no, Christ has blessed me. You receive what is given to you by faith. He said, Pastor, my life began to turn around. He said, I'm not talking about my family. You look at the joy, peace. He said, I don't even know what to say. But I, from Ghana, will carry the red passport of the United States of America. And go and be in a position that graduates and West Great people occupy. And I didn't even. And salary beyond me. Yeah. He will hear it because he listens to us now. He will hear it. If you like, follow the law, walk under a curse. Or you follow the Spirit and walk under the blessings of God, walk in freedom. It's up to you. It's not a question of argument. Hey, Pastor, what of? To begin, what of is your choice? Yeah. Galatians chapter 4, we have read that. Okay, let's read one more. Let's read this one. Galatians chapter 3, from 1 to 12. Okay. Can somebody just give me an idea how many? Just write it in the paper. All right. No, it's okay. I got it. Afam, they're giving me a signal. Sorry, something crashed there. I don't know. They had drive. Something drive crashed. So the drive crashed. They are fighting the drive. That is Galatians chapter 3, 1 to what? 12. O foolish Galatians, who has cast an evil what? Spell on you. For the meaning of Jesus Christ's death was made so clear to you. The meaning of his death, how he set you free through his death, was made so clear to you. As if you had seen a picture of his death on the cross. Let me ask you this one question. Did you receive the Holy Spirit by obeying the law of Moses? Was it what qualified you? Was it the law of Moses that qualified? That's what he's asking them. Is it not because you have Christ? Is it not because you are now a believer that you now go and get baptized what? In the Holy Spirit? Is it not why you get baptized? Is it not because it is only for those who believe what? In the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, let me ask you this one question. Did you receive the Holy Spirit by obeying the law of Moses? Of course not. You received the Spirit because you believe the message you heard about Christ. You become Christians. If it's by obeying the law of Moses, then Paul would have been qualified to be baptized in the Holy Spirit without receiving Christ. Because he said concerning the law, what? Perfect, but he was not. How foolish can you be? After starting your new life in the Spirit, following the Spirit guidance, following the Spirit instruction, why are you now trying to become perfect by your own human effort? Have you experienced so much for nothing? Surely it was not in vain, was it? I ask you again, does God give you the Holy Spirit and work miracles among you because you obey the law? I'm asking again. Isn't healing and all these things come? Peter said, it's not our holiness and it's not our power. It is faith in the name of Christ that produced this miracle. Surely, it was not in vain, was it? I ask again, does God give you the Holy Spirit and work miracles among you because you obey the law? Of course, it is because you believe the message you heard about Christ. In that same way, Abraham believed God, and God counted him as what? Righteous, because of his faith. The real children of Abraham, really, then, are those who put their faith in God. What is more, the scriptures looked forward to this time when God will make the Gentiles right in his sight because of their faith. God proclaimed this good news to Abraham long ago when he said, all nations will be blessed. What? So if it is not through this faith in Christ, then you don't walk in the blessing. You walk in the curse. So all who put their faith in Christ share the same blessing Abraham received because of his faith. But those who what? Can we read that, please? Together, let's go from that part. What verse is that? Okay, let's read 10. Everybody, come on. But those who depend on the law to make them right are what? Because they can't escape the blessing of God. It comes only by faith in Christ. The blessing of freedom from control of sin. The blessing of freedom from the power of Satan. The blessing of the things of the kingdom. They all come by faith in Christ alone. How did you get saved? Believe what? In the Lord Jesus. And what we saved? Freedom. How did you become a heir of God? Because you got saved. Become a member of Christ. You become a partaker of the blessings of Christ. Verse 10. Let's read verse 10. Want to go? Cursed is everyone who the choice is yours. I want to depend on the law. I want to depend on Christ. Huh? There are two ways. People, either you live by the law of Moses or you live by faith. You can mix them. But while you are trying to be perfect by the law, remember that the law could not save you from the power of sin. As they can. The law is those things for saving you. What the law could not do, God did. It's what God did. It's what God did. It's still what God does. Can we say that? It is what God did. Come on, say it louder. It is what God did. And it's what God does. That keeps me going. Can I hear amen? He did it in Christ. He still works in Christ. He works in us. Paul said, I live my life by faith. What? In the Son of God. And what a wonderful life he lived. He lived a life of faith. So we need to live in this truth. We need to live what? In this truth. Let me make a statement. the born again spirit should not be a church dogma. It should not be a creed. It should be the truth to live by. If it's only a dogma, it's only a creed, you will not, even though you'll be talking about it, you will not experience it. Your life will change. All you can do is manage your character and look better, which anybody can. That's all you can do. The born again experience must cease to be a simple dogma. It must be a truth you live by, a truth you believe, something you understand, something you live by, because that's what God gave you. New life, new life, new life. God gave you what? New life. And kill the old one. Destroy the old one. One young man came to preach in our church many years ago and talked about how he was masturbating all the time. Couldn't stop. He was praying, still not praying. Then they didn't stop. And one day, he had a revelation. Hasn't God said you free from this? The nature you need, you have now, doesn't do it. You have refused to believe what God said. Now you want to do it by yourself. Why? If you could handle. Why did Christ come? He came to do that which you can. And then the young man said, all of a sudden he understood that. Wait a minute, what I'm trying to stop, I've been set free by what God did. Now I'm trying to set myself free by what I do. And he said, instantly the desire for masturbation stopped. No, I think my wife was. Said, that was the end of it. The desire, the Bible said, see this thing. It didn't say manage it. They put it to what? Because Christ already killed it. Ephesians 4:22. Throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead now, let the Spirit what? Renew your thoughts and attitudes. That's the key thing. Renewing your thoughts and what? By this truth. Jesus put it in another way. In John 8:31, Jesus said to the Jews who believed in him, that's talking to us who believe in him, if you continue what? In my word. There has to be a continuation. You can't get this sitting there once. You can't. I'm telling the truth. Because the devil fights to confuse. It's something you go home and seek to know. I have a desire to what? To understand. And go on your knees and say, Lord, I need to understand this very well so that I am rooted and grounded in this truth. It's something you go and study. You can't get it listening to me like this and say, well, there is a trickster. He would like to confuse you. Understand that the greatest thing the devil is after. If you can take away the truth from you, it takes the life of you. And leaves you confused. If it takes away the truth from you, the basis of faith is gone. If it takes away the truth from you, your belt that ties everything is gone. If the truth is taken from you, the world is taken from you. Where is your shield of faith coming from? And if you don't have your faith, I want to know how you manufacture faith. Where is your sword coming from? Is it coming from all these religious things we do, ritualistic things we do? Is that the truth? The truth is Christ and Him crucified. Is this your naivety the truth? Is it all these things we do the truth? Is that the answer? The answer is Christ. And when you get grounded in Him, every other thing you do will be led by Him and produce results. If you are keeping awake, He has instructed you. He will anoint you for it. You will not be sick. You know, I pray nights. My wife will pray. I don't struggle with sleep. I don't pray as sleep with it. I pray when I'm inspired. Inspired. There's no struggle because He will anoint you for it. If He says you, He will anoint you. He that called us and anointed us is Christ. If He wants you to do this 2, 4, 5 hours, He will anoint you. And when you pray in this way, you understand in your spirit that God is moving to this. It's not flesh. But the flesh will profit what? What is going on? Hospital. That's flesh, man. One time I said to the Lord, hey, I said, I must study today. And I went to study. I have one verse back in my mind. And the Lord said, why don't you stop me first? He said, I'm not in prison. He said, get up and do what you do. When you are settled in custody, get up. You are not concentrating. Get up. Go do what they. I got up because my mind wasn't even there. I had things I wanted to do. I did it. But later on, I had time. Now my mind was now. So I now went in. And that place got something. 20 minutes, 10 minutes. I got some conversation. It was fruitful. Instead of all those kind of religious things we do, law. Study every day. There are days you find difficult to study. Huh? So it is this renewing the mind that changes our attitude. For he wrote it, Romans 12, that if you want your life to be transformed, then let your mind be what? You believe these things without faith is impossible. You can't please God, sir. The law will cannot deliver you from the sin in the flesh. It's not possible. So what the law could not do, God came and did it. You must know what God did in Christ. You must believe it. That's where you stop walking under the cross and start walking in open heaven under the blessings of God. Can I hear amen? So Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples? What? Indeed. It is then you shall know the truth, not when you have not continued. You seek it with all your heart. Proverbs tells us how to seek it. You seek it more than silver and gold. You seek it, it's important to you. You know, Sundays we come to church. One time I ask you, I say, when you come to church, what do you really have in mind to achieve? You just wake up and dress up and be going to church. What did you tell God you want to see? That's why people come to church. And go with it. Let me tell you this story. And I'll end with it. I want to show you that God wants you to tell Him what you want. Not God that decides for you. Am I right? Is it not a plan that everybody knew it was planned? Jesus knew. And Jesus said, what do you want me what? Because you are the one. You are going to church. Why have you told God you want to see that? Don't you know it's what to see that? I want you to change it. Don't ever come to this church. Bible study without telling God what you want to see. What? that day, somebody came. Supposed to be the head of the church. And they say, yes, the head of the church. That was wearing traditional jumper, you know, traditional. He was wearing the same thing I was wearing. I know. So he came, he said, take me to you. I want to go to you. I said, really? He said, yeah. So we had the line up, and he was right behind me. So now the road that leads to my father's house, we came there, was beautiful. So beautiful. So as I was walking, he was following me, and they were following me. And I said, I knew that we would go only this way. So I knelt down there, I put my head, I said, Lord, thank you. I said, I never expected. People were calling, hey, my head, from everywhere. So I just went. And then we came very close to my house now. That was where the road, the beautiful road, ended. And there was a big gate that was closed. Very big gate. Wow. So this is the gate. So, okay. I said, okay, since we have come here, let's go back. I said, no, now. My house was outside the gate. The development stopped there. My house was outside. So I see, he said, okay, that's your house. I said, no. I said, since we come this far, I want us to enter. Right? He said, okay, you want it? I said, yes. Immediately, he said, okay, let's go. That gate. And we walked in. And walked into that compound. And I woke up. Before I came here, the Lord told me, say, you know, he said, that's the gate that locked up your family. He said, that blessing you saw this side didn't reach your family. He said, if you didn't ask for it, you won't. But because you asked, and I said, let's go, it couldn't be. And because I've entered there, the blessing has worked now. He said, ancient days. And they say you picked it up in your spirit. That was why you were praising. He said, you have faith. Everybody has faith. He said, let's go now. I said, we come this way. Let us what? If I said, yeah, let's turn out, that would be. I said, let's go. And I realized that some of those things don't go immediately. But as you continue in the word, your faith, what? Is good. Your confession of the word. It will come to a point where those things begin to what? Scatter. Begin to scatter. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I never prayed fire on anybody. I don't waste time on stuff like that. I kept confessing my freedom in Christ. I kept confessing my blessing that I'm not under a curse. That Jesus had been made a curse for me. It's no curse for me. It's no curse for my children. Virtually every day I confess these things. I keep God. That's what I thank God for all these things that God has done. And the thing came to the point where the Lord showed me, you have now what? Broken through that. Praise the Lord. Because all things are possible. Only to them that was not the struggling. Not struggling. Not struggling. Continue in the word. Continue. You think you've known it, don't worry about it. Just continue. You know more, and know more, and know more. And what? No more. And your faith will be what? And things will be breaking in your life, breaking all over the place. All around. Did you get anything? If you got something, shout hallelujah. I don't like how from here. See what it brought me here. I thought because he wanted the word, see what they brought with him. What shall we do to this man? Knock on his head. Let's rise.
You have just listened or viewed another teaching from the Orange Foursquare Church family. Please visit http://store.ftlw.org, where you can listen to other teachings freely, or you can purchase and download MP3s. Thanks and remain blessed.